Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
If it were not against the laws of God and man, I would marry that theme song.
Great theme song.
It's the best.
That was from Gabriel Bruton, B-R-U-T-O-N. I'm afraid I'm going to get that wrong. Did I say that right?
I think so. You Bruton. Spelled it.
Yeah, I did.
You got all the individual letters right, so...
So, yeah, thank you very much, Gabriel, for that. That's two we've got now sent in.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost the rest.
Fantastic.
We are actually flat out of theme songs now. So if you send me a theme song, it'll definitely play next week, regardless of quality, regardless if it's as good as Gabriel Bruton, which it won't be, because that was incredible.
That was pretty funny. I love it.
Yeah, you'll get on. Or we'll just play that one again, I guess, until somebody sends something. Welcome to the Weekly Planet, Mason, again.
Thank you.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's great to be here.
Episode 7,
Ooh.
Official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. This week we're discussing, the big thing we're discussing is current events in the Marvel TV Universe series, in particular why everybody hates Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
What's the acronym for that? Can you break that down? Just, what are we calling it? Because we can't say that every time.
I don't remember what I said.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Let alone acronym it.
Okay.
You like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. though, right?
Not really. No, look, I made a stand.
You did.
Against it.
You did.
And I got dragged back in.
You have to.
Yeah.
For the podcast.
Rules is rules,
rules
I guess.
Rules is rules.
Mm.
Yeah, but before we do that, we've got a stack of news we've got to get through to begin with. A lot of our stuff related to Justice League and Batman Superman. Should we get straight into it, or do you want to take a quick break?
Take a break. Edit point. And we're back.
Good
Fantastic.
Sandwich?
Yeah, it was so good.
Okay. Starting off this week's news, there's been a number of... you've heard the rumors about Wonder Woman being involved in the Batman Superman movie.
Yep. Making cupcakes in the background.
That's right.
Boys, stop fighting! Stop fighting, boys!
Jamie Alexander, we heard last week,
we
was
did.
Apparently up for it, which I agreed with, and you said was good also, yes?
Give me another option, James.
I got three options for you. How do you like them?
Honestly, that's too many options.
Okay, sorry. I can say only one of them if you want.
What if it's the wrong one, though?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Say all three. I'll get through it later.
First one, Olga Kurylenko.
Oh, yeah, from...
Kurylenko.
From... Is she a Bond? Was she a Bond
she was
girl?
Bond girl. She was the Bond girl in the worst Daniel Craig Bond film. Quantum of Solace.
I was going to say, you're going to have to be more specific than that.
Oh, you don't like Skyfall, do you?
Not especially, no.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy. I'm not the only one. I'm a fan of Bond. Sort of. I was a big fan of Casino Royale, Skyfall. Bit ridiculous. If I could summarize very quickly, the thing about it is, it's ridiculous. And... We'll get into this. Why not? We're 10 seconds in the news. Let's do this. Look, it's just that he's the villain. He's had 15 years to come up with a plan to get M, right?
Yes.
And he's built this incredibly elaborate plot to get M, destroy MI5 and get M.
Was it MI6?
Doesn't matter.
Both.
Yeah, probably both. Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Anyway, and the ultimate, the master stroke, the final detail in the plan is he puts on a police uniform and he kicks in the doors of Parliament House and he just starts firing indiscriminately. He's had 15 years to come up with this plan.
But he got captured, do you remember that?
Yeah, but that's because it was just a pale imitation of Dark Knight.
Yeah, well,
is he just, they were like,
is it everything though?
I guess so, yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Do you like
Give me option two, I'm going to start yelling again.
Option two, Gal Gadot.
No idea.
She's from Fast and Furious 6. Have you seen Fast and Furious 6? Oh, 5 or 4. The one, she's, Han from it.
I've seen Tokyo Drift.
He's in Tokyo Drift.
I haven't seen
Oh,
Tokyo
really?
Drift,
you didn't
no.
see 6?
I don't think I've seen any of them.
Okay, well, she's in Fast 6 and some of the other ones.
What's her name again?
spelt G-A-L space yes. G-A-D-O-T space.
Right. Sounds like rhyming slang for something else, but I don't know what that something else is.
I think she's all right. I'm okay with her. And this last one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've totally written this wrong. It's something, Jung. I've written the wrong name down here. It's self-corrected to Eloise, but I know it's not that.
Let's assume it's Eloise Jung.
Yeah. She's from G.I. Joe.
Great-granddaughter of the philosopher Carl Jung. Yeah. Mm. She's from G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe 2, Retaliation 3D. Get it up here, Bruce Willis.
Wow. Is that a good film?
Mmm. You know what? I think I've said this before. I reviewed it, and I don't remember anything about it, and I don't even think it's as good as the first one.
Huh.
And I actually didn't hate the first one.
Is Christopher Eccleston in the second one?
You know what? No, Deathstroke's in it, but he's frozen. And you see him, I think you see a picture of him.
Great.
And you see his like eyes through the frozen thing. And Snake Eyes is not Snake Eyes. Who's the bad guy?
You're thinking Fantastic Four 2.
I am not.
Or he's frozen. Dr. Doom's frozen.
No. Because they got frozen apparently at the end of one. Mm-hmm. And then, what's the bad guy in G.I. Joe called?
Cobra Commando. Yeah.
Looks at him and goes, "You're staying in here, Deathstroke. You're not coming out with me." And that was their way of writing Christopher Eccleston out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Why would you want him in?
They...
Why would you want these Doctor Who fans to jump on board? Or, to a lesser extent, his Invisible Man in Heroes fans.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or his The Seeker fans. Did you ever see The Seeker?
No.
It's like a Harry Potter ripoff.
Oh, good.
I didn't see it either.
Fantastic.
So those are the three. You only know one of them. What do you think?
Pretty great.
Okay.
No, she seems... well, I don't know. She seems a bit waifish for that role. I don't know. No, not on board.
Okay, fair
don't
enough.
Like it.
Well, look, apparently, though, it's going to be just a small role. This is all rumour, so assume nothing about this is correct.
Okay, good.
But, so maybe
she'll... Why start now?
She'll just be Diana Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And other members of the Justice League may pop up, which leads me to my next piece of news.
Ooh.
You like Arrow, the TV show Arrow?
Apparently, I should like it. I haven't seen it.
So, you haven't seen the TV show Arrow?
No.
Stephen Amell, who's the Arrow in Arrow.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not the Arrow.
He's not a plucky animated arrow.
No,
in he's Arrow.
Not. Oh. Well, though, I could have said yes. Yeah,
hey, let's fight some crime, Oliver. I'm ready when you are.
He posted a picture to his Twitter machine.
Mm-hmm.
That some old Arrow Justice League covers that indicates that maybe he might be in the Justice League movie.
Ooh.
And they'll be integrating those universes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. I like that show. I think it actually gets better as it goes.
Yep.
A lot of interesting villains have popped up recently. They've mentioned Ra's al Ghul, or Ra's al Goose, I think it's called.
The Goose, we call him, yeah.
And various others, and Black Canary's turned up, and what's his name? Not Captain Blood, something Blood. Can't remember his name, someone's screaming at me. Anyway, him, he's in it.
Sure.
He's
got like Jason Blood.
Jason Blood.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
So, yeah.
The Daemon, Etrigan.
No.
Is he magic? Does he have red hair?
No.
Then it's not Jason
can't
Blood.
Remember. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, what do you think of that? Cool. The Arrow universe that you've never seen.
Yeah, okay. I've seen stills.
Yeah.
I've seen a trailer, probably.
Have you seen the bit where he does the chin-ups and the bars and he goes higher?
No.
He's an incredible physical specimen.
Is he actually, though, or is it just...
He looks pretty
fit. Standing on a box?
He might be standing on a box. Yeah. Actually, no, I think you see the... Who knows?
He's wise. I was going to say
but
wise.
But no, good on him. I like him.
I will never acknowledge that anyone is fit in Hollywood. Never. It's wires or a box. Or a box and wires. Or CGI.
Third Justice League Batman news.
Oh, anyway, you didn't get my opinion on that.
Oh,
For it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's quite all right.
Yeah, I think it's all right. I think it'd be a good way to expand the universe without basically having more movies, I guess.
Do you feel that he would... Can this character compare in any way to... Man of Steel, Superman, or Ben Affleck, Batman? Or is he going to be a C-list?
At this
is he going to be a supporting character?
I'd say he'd be very much supporting. At this point, he's more kind of a Bruce Wayne from the Dark Knight trilogy than he is like a super kind of crime fighter.
Right.
But he's got some skills.
Like, he could be in the future?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so that's what some people have suggested, that this is like down the road.
Okay,
because, you know, he's an integral part
of Batman. They could give him a scar to indicate the future.
Oh, yeah.
Or they could give him the beard to indicate the future.
Or an eye patch.
Or all three. Oh, boy.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm okay with it. Third character. Dick Grayson has been rumoured to be in the Batman-Superman movie. I've said before that I'd like to see some members of the Bat family.
Mm-hmm. Ace the Bat-Hound.
Ace the Bat-Hound. Voiced by Gilbert Gottfried.
Bat-Mite. The magical Bat-Mite.
Is he good?
No, he's an imp.
No, but he's a mischief maker. Do you like him, I mean?
I guess so. As far as I can like any imp. Any imp from the fifth dimension? Sure. Okay, so it's going to be Ace the Bat Hound and Dick Grayson and Batmite.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So apparently they're looking for a young John Hawks. Are you familiar with John Hawks? He's in Eastbound and Down. He's Kenny Powers' brother.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Great actor. Uh-huh. They're looking for him,
yep,
but not 50. They're looking for like a, you know, early 20s to late 20s kind of dude.
Do we have an option there?
We got options.
Oh, boy.
And I can guarantee you that you will not know at least two of these. I've got three.
Okay, right.
Okay. I didn't know. Two of them I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
No, one of them I didn't know, sorry. Penn Badgley.
Is he from Gossip Girl?
Good call. Well done.
Thank
Good
you.
Good work.
Thank you.
I totally sold you short. I did not know him. He kind of looks a bit Henry Cavillish.
No.
Yeah.
But you don't want crosses. You don't want battle sequences where you just see like talking heads and you don't know who's who. So he's right out.
Yeah. Mm. Wait, what's sick of him?
Yeah. He's right out.
No, sorry. I thought it wasn't recording for a second. Had a panicked moment.
Always lose one. That's how it works.
That's true, yeah.
What would happen if we lost it, though? I would just leave.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the energy for 2 hours of this. I really don't. And I'm just sitting here.
What about second one? Ezra Miller. He's in We Need to Talk About Kevin.
No.
He's in The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
No.
He's in episode...
He sounds very indie.
He's
I have to
so,
say.
He's so indie. Yeah. Mm. He's the most indie guy you'll ever
it
meet.
Sounds like a Nightwing with a scarf.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be Nightwing. I mean, you know, remember 70s Nightwing? He had the big disco collar.
Oh, do I love
it. It'll be that, except he's buttoned it all the way to the top, but there's no tie, and he's got a big scarf. And he's got earmuffs, and he's got mittens pinned to his, like, duffel coat. That's the Nightwing you want. You can't have him.
Ah, what? Outrageous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Ezra Miller. I think he's a good actor, but he's a bit kind of that, kind of, hipster kind of whatever. People get angry when you say people are hipsters.
They do, don't they?
But, you know. Who cares?
I say put them in a box.
And then sink it? The bottom of the ocean?
Yeah, like a cement box. Yeah.
Cement box.
Yeah.
Wow, powerful words. Last one is Adam Driver.
I've seen the photo of this guy.
Oh, I was going to spring that on you. I was going to spring you the Adam Driver photo on you. What do you think of him?
Okay, he looks kind of like Justin Long little bit. So initially I'm against it. Although, listeners, if you haven't seen Robin's Big Date with Justin Long and Sam Rockwell as Batman... Yeah. Get on that. It's on the Google machine.
Yeah.
Have that. It's very funny.
It is.
So I'm against it.
Mm.
But then I'm like, this guy, what's his name again?
Driver. Driver. Adam Driver.
He looks a little bit
cool?
Circus folk. In that way, like, if I said, what's this guy been up to all day? And you said, like, rigging carnival games. Like, he's been gluing milk bottles together. Like, so you throw a ball at them and they don't fall over. I would totally believe you. So I guess in that sense, like he looks kind of circusy folk.
Yeah.
But I'm still against it.
You're still against it.
Because I mean, Dick Grayson's sort of supposed to be like the clean cut kind of all American. Like he lives in the circus, but he's a clean cut all American guy kind of thing.
And, yeah, he is.
You know.
A lot of people are saying he's like, his face is too goofy and mutant like. Not my words, but
are they words you've invented though? I don't think anyone said that exact phrase. Goofy.
But I put some things together.
Oh, I see, right.
But yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of dot, dot, dot.
Yeah,
in that sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay,
stand, yeah.
Sure.
But look, I don't think he's the greatest choice. I think but it's more to do with the look than his acting ability. Because have you seen Girls, the TV show Girls?
A little bit.
Very hipster.
Mm.
Very Ezra Miller,
ooh,
as they say in the biz.
That we do say.
Yeah, he's pretty good in that show, but I don't know if he fits it. I think he's like 29 as well. Hmm. Is that too old for Dick Grayson?
How old's Ben Affleck now?
40,000.
Then no, he's the perfect age.
But no, well, I think he's 42, 43.
See, over recording this podcast, clearly I'm unhappy with every choice. Like CW looking generic blonde guys, don't care for them.
Yeah.
They're too generic.
Yeah.
Quirky indie guys, don't like that either. Where's the happy medium? There isn't one. You lose, Hollywood.
I think generally... More
will I see it anyway? Of course I will.
I think generally, though...
Put a
like,
brick. All the... Put a brick and draw like a... Put a disco collar around the brick.
I'll do.
I'll still watch it.
Good as Eddie.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are not on board with casting initially, or the rumoured casting. And I think they normally, for comic book movies, I'd say they more often than not get it right, even if the movie's not great.
I think you're probably right, yeah.
Like, Henry Cavill, that's
good.
They nailed that,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Tony Stark, obviously. Incredible Hulk-nen? Is that how you say that?
They got it right once. Ruffalo, they got it right. Eventually they got it. Well, that's...
Not Mazzara.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, generally they get it.
Kick-ass Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
That totally works.
Yeah.
Not great, but there you go.
You don't like Kick-Ass? I know you didn't like Kick-Ass too much, did you? No. I liked it a lot more than you did.
Yeah, I think
you said it was too violent and you were scared at points.
I was afraid. I was behind the couch a lot. And I saw it at the cinema. It was weird. I had to bring my own couch in. No, it was very... Like, the consequences of violence were so... Mm. There was a lot of odd points in that, but, like, the consequences of violence were so vague. Like, Jim Carrey's character is, like, knifed to death.
Yeah.
But then Kick-Ass's girlfriend is, like, they're, like, hurt her bad, and then she's in the hospital and she's just got, like, a couple of scratches.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what happens in the comics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm glad they dialed it back, because I'm not exactly a fan of that sort of thing as a plot motivator.
Like a shock kind of...
Yeah, yeah. Well, the hero's not going to get into gear unless horrific things happen to his family and friends.
Mm.
But, so I'm glad they dialed it back. But again, also, like, weird cheerleader sex stuff. Because they kind of wanted to have it both ways. They're like, oh, this is going to be... You know, this is where we're subverting kind of sexualization of young people, and you got to look, but you know, you're so affronted by this whole thing. But at the same time, they're like, tits, guys. Cheerleader tits. How do you like that? I bet you do.
That's very true.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just looked at it at a surface level, and boy, was it colourful.
Boy, wasn't it, though? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So many flashing lights.
Yeah.
Just people jumping through.
The guy who directed that, Jeff Wadlow, I believe his name is, I think he's doing X-Force, or is involved somehow in the X-Force movie.
Huh, I didn't know there was an X-Force movie in production.
Yeah, they're apparently expanding the X-Men universe in a big way.
So Sony's doing this?
Yeah. No, not Sony, Fox.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So what year of the X-Force is it, I wonder?
I have no idea.
I hope it's Extreme 90s X-Force. That's my favourite kind.
I'm assuming that it's going to be like, here's Wolverine and some guys standing around him.
Oh, yeah, good point.
They'll probably get Ryan Reynolds in, tape his face up like they did in X-Men Origins.
Yeah, good point.
God,
this time he's a different generic guy. This time he's a different Weapon X, guys.
So, yeah, there we go, though. Ezra Miller and whoever, Nightwing. Yep. Hmm. I think I'm a bit worried that this Man of Steel sequel is going to turn into everybody else but Superman.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Superman will get, you know what? They'll introduce Kryptonite. They'll Professor X him. You know, they Professor X in every X-Men movie. They're like, he's bedridden in this one.
The guy who could fix everything is bedridden.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he's been poisoned by the mind machine.
Exactly.
Or whatever that machine
is. That's what they're going to do. I think you might be right.
Yeah. Mm. Well, there was a thing, and I actually postponed this podcast. We were going to do it on Saturday.
Because there was Big Bat news.
There was supposed to be Big Bat news. Kevin Smith said, we've got Big Bat news coming up.
Kevin Smith said there's Big Bat news.
That's what he was hosting this, like, hour-long live streaming web event about the Man of Steel Blu-ray. And I watched the whole thing, and it's fine. You know, it's fine if you're interested in Man of Steel and whatnot. And they ended up at the end, they're like, we've got some artwork we're going to auction for charity. And you go, it's the first kind, is Kevin Smith's kind of like, well, it's sort of like the first look at the Batman Superman movie. The artwork looks nothing like a movie kind of artwork. Nothing against the artwork. Some people hate it. I don't know anything about art. Mm. I don't understand it. I don't like it. So I don't feel like I should.
You're afraid of it.
Fuck art.
When you're in an art gallery, you have to hide behind the couch. That's right. You're so scared.
Bring my own couch.
Yeah.
Hide behind it. But, so yeah, I felt that was a bit kind of like, that was a bit deceptive. Sorry. That was a bit deceptive on his part.
Mm.
Because there was no real Man of Steel news.
He's very P.T. Barnum, that guy.
What's P.T. Barnum?
Like we're back to carnival folk. You know, he's always, he's a bearded lady. And you're like, ooh. And then it's just a bearded lady.
Or a man.
It could be a man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's very... He knows how to suck the people in.
That's true. Well,
suck you in.
He did.
You idiot.
Big time. Yeah.
Bat news.
But I listened to his podcasts, a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like him.
He's a great storyteller.
Yeah, he is. Mm.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
On the topic of that. Yeah, so sorry, the only thing that I sort of vaguely got out of it was that Zack Snyder said, oh, you know, we're not sure whether the story is that Superman and Batman are friends and then they fight, or they fight then they're friends. You know, it could kind of go either way. So that's basically...
They'll be fighting in friendship. We've got two important themes, guys.
Two sides
what
of the coin.
What order do we put them in?
Yeah.
You know what? We'll flip a coin on the day. Who cares? As long as we destroy another city.
Yeah. Actually, he got real defensive about this, the city destroying thing as well. Because he's like, in the Avengers, they destroyed the city. Nobody said anything. But I think, you know what's missing from that whole destruction scene?
Uh-huh.
I come back to this a lot.
Somebody rescuing all somebody the rescuing somebody. Of people.
There would have been just a few quick moments where Zod, like, throws a bus or something.
Yep.
And Superman just catches it, saves somebody, and just does a few little things along the way.
Yep.
So he's not just smashing through buildings the whole time.
That's a good point. He doesn't even give it a go.
No. I mean, he does at the end, but it's kind of like, you've knocked down a lot of buildings at this point.
Yeah. Presumably thousands of people.
Yeah.
Because there's no... The city wasn't evacuated, right?
Well, no. And he said, the numbers he actually said in this very video was about 5,000 would have died.
No, more than that. So many more.
And we both like that movie.
Yeah.
I know you liked it quite
a
bit.
I did like it.
So,
okay, how about this? Here's an easy out for you. The Flash is there.
Yep.
Saving everybody.
So just do that.
Just put that
just
in.
Just have a Flash movie of him going, what the hell? And just running back and forth.
Yeah. He's done it before.
Yeah.
Or maybe don't even have that character in there. Just be like, just have one line in the next film. Yeah, the Flash saved everybody. And you'd never show him.
Well, he's turning up in Arrow.
Ooh.
CW's Arrow. Another reason why it might be in the future.
Do we know which one he is yet?
I think it is Barry Allen.
Okay, cool.
Again, I haven't confirmed that since last time I didn't confirm
it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right. Moving along from Batman Superman.
Please.
Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, the sequel to Sin City, which is coming 8 years after the original.
Big news.
9 years. Big news. The title is being changed to A Dame to Die For.
You're a liar.
I'm
not a
liar.
Big news at all.
Oh, I thought you meant the news. Yeah, no, I did lie about the big news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was contemplating not putting that in, but then I did anyway.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
It's pretty good.
Thanks. Moving
along. Behind the curtain, listeners, I insisted he put that in so I could mock him.
Wolverine 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, James Mangold, have you seen The Wolverine?
Yes.
Have you seen The Wolverine 3?
No.
Correct answer.
You.
Well,
yeah. You tried to trick me.
That was a trick.
Me.
Yeah. Now, James Mangold is apparently, this is again a rumour, the director of Wolverine 3 is apparently in talks to direct another one, and apparently he's going to get a lot of free rein on this one,
Ooh.
Even more so than the last one, because of how well the Wolverine did. I think it's the second highest grossing X-Men film, might be behind The Last Stand, but I might be wrong about that, but I'm definitely right.
Yeah, definitely right.
Yeah. Mm. Are you okay with seeing another Wolverine film? Or do you think maybe Wolverine should... Well, look, all the X-Men films are essentially Wolverine films.
They are,
except
yeah.
First Class,
yep.
Who he gets a small cameo in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if they are going to do a solo Wolverine film, should there be more X-Men-related films that aren't Wolverine? Like X-Force?
Who else can carry a solo? Like, I remember when X-Men Origins came out, people were like... Oh, they're going to be a series of X-Men
Well, that's what they were
films.
Saying. Magneto.
There's going to be Magneto. But you know what? The sentence always trailed off after that. It was always like they'll do Magneto, and then
Toad,
be heaps of yeah. There won't be any because they're the only two with interesting backstories.
Yeah, look, I'd love to see Cyclops return in some form, lead a team,
Some
lasers.
Yeah, shoot some lasers.
I bet he comes back at the end of Days of Future Past. I bet something
they'll adjust the timeline.
Yeah, they'll adjust the timeline and come back.
Not well, you never see him. Well, I mean, obviously, nobody ever really dies in comic books. You never see his body in X-Men 3. I always assumed that he'd come back.
It's weird though.
At the end of that film, but
one minute in that movie, I was watching it. He disappeared. A few months down the line, I'm watching a different movie, and he shows up flying a plane for Superman.
Huh?
What is that?
I don't know. Witness protection, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But I'd like to see some, focus on other mutants. But yeah, that you can.
Who's left? Give me one interesting one.
Skin.
No.
Beast. Magnet.
No.
Well, that's the thing though. The young crew in the X-Men First Class.
Yep.
They're very interesting, I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot you could do with that.
Yeah. Maybe Nightcrawler, he's just at Sunday school every day. Just
repenting?
Yeah, just repent. So much repenting.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'd say,
Cable?
No. Too complicated.
Juggernauts?
No. Oh, is it Vinnie Jones?
Yes.
Maybe. Just him smashing stuff for 2 hours. It'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. No, you're right, though. It's a really good point. Surely, Gambit.
Oh, but they ruined him already.
Oh, yeah. Redcon, though. Whatever.
Yeah, okay, good point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, this is something that's very close to your heart.
Is it?
There was a few trailers out this week.
It's a dagger! Get it away from my heart! You traitor!
It's weird that I put this on the internet after I threatened your life.
Mm.
I'm such an idiot. I'm not a good murderer.
No.
But, yeah, two trailers this week. Third one for the
guys. If I turn up dead, all the clues can be found at audiblepodcast.com/planet. That's where. How do you like that? How do you like that? What if I do turn up dead? Got a sweet plug in for you. You son of a bitch.
I'll get some cash. You're a good friend.
Okay. Anyway, what's close to my heart besides this dagger?
Well, there was a Lord of the Rings trailer. You probably didn't say that.
Oh no.
Not Lord of the Rings. The Hobbit. Yeah, actually looks pretty good. That aside. It's not.
It's the desolation of Smaug.
Smaug.
What's a Smaug?
It's like
a dragon.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
A dugong. A dugong.
It's a dugong.
Yeah. I think it looks cool. I didn't like the last Hobbit much.
Mm. Yep.
I think this one looks better. Anyway, that aside, new Robot Cop trailer. Robot Cop. Rob the Cop.
Rob the Cop.
Yeah.
Robbie the Robot.
Yeah.
Sure.
What do you think of that trailer? I know you're a big fan of the original Part 2, Part 3, and the TV series.
No, none of those. Not the TV movies either. Not the animated series. Oh, I kind of like the animated series. God. No one's ever gotten RoboCop right besides Peter Weller.
Yeah.
But the combination of he's a heavy machine, but he's also got some kind of
finesse.
Yeah, some finesse. Yeah. But yeah, everybody else, any time, like in RoboCop 3, he was replaced by somebody.
Oh, was it 3 he was replaced? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I've no idea. That's the one where he flies at the end.
Yeah, and he fights robot ninjas.
Oh my God.
It's pretty good.
I played the video game of that.
Yeah, the video game was really good.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, you must have played a different one.
Yes.
The one on the Amiga 500.
No, I didn't play on that. It was like a first-person game, and you fight a ninja from the first-person perspective.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
What? That was good, was it?
Then there was a driving bit?
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's agree to disagree, because neither of us knows which one we're talking about.
But yeah.
Okay, so the
first... You love RoboCop.
I do love RoboCop. Yeah. So the first one, the first trailer came out.
Yeah.
And everybody hated it.
Yes.
Because everybody thought, well, it's a Hollywood, they've Hollywooded up.
They're basically Total Recall, the way they Total Recall.
They've gone, oh my God, they've taken this Hollywood movie and they've made a Hollywood version of it. Oh no, what about my precious memories of my Hollywood movies from back in the 80s? They could never compare this Hollywood movie, this modern day Hollywood movie. You know what, it did look very Hollywood though. I mean, I won't lie to you, it didn't. So the first trailer everybody...
Well, it's not R for one.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry,
so,
go on.
Yeah, the first... Although a lot of stuff that was R back in the day has been reclassified now.
Yeah.
So everybody was down on the first one. It looked very Hollywood. And I held out some hope because the director of the new RoboCop, Jose Padilla.
Well said.
Thank you. Probably wrong. Send letters. He directed, have you seen Elite Force?
No, I haven't. You gave me a copy of that and I still haven't watched it.
Still haven't watched it. I'd like that back, please.
Oh.
That USB or whatever it was. I'd like it back. Thank you. But he directed a film called Elite Force. Well, it's Elite Force 2, but here it's called Elite Force, The Enemy Within.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, it's as if, it's a South American The Wire in sort of TV form. It's got good action, it's got good political intrigue.
Yeah.
And it's really good. And I, assume that, well, I hope that in going in, he's taken some of that storytelling skill and he's put it into this RoboCop, this new version of RoboCop.
RoboCop.
Yeah, but a lot of people have said, well, you know, Guillermo del Toro's first Hollywood film was Mimic, and they kind of...
Mimic's okay.
Yeah, exactly, it's okay.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, oh, the magic of Guillermo.
Well, often like, foreign filmmakers... Foreign. Yes. I mean, that's a relative
that's
term.
That's racist. It no, is. Continue.
Like, John Woo didn't translate very well, I don't think. Mm. I mean, people love Face Off. I love Face Off, but Face Off is not good.
No.
Paycheck is amazing.
That's a trick. That's one of your tricks again. There's some interesting touches. So far in the trailers, we've seen like some interesting homages. Like
in the
first RoboCop, there's nothing left of him when they're building RoboCop. There's nothing left of him except his right arm, and they're like, we could save his arm. Well, there's some of his brain.
Yeah.
What's left of his face and one arm, and they're like, nah, throw away the arm. We don't need it.
Yeah.
And in this one, he's got the arm.
Well, there's a reason behind that.
There's a lot more human left.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The reason behind, I think he's got legs and whatnot as well. Oh, not legs, sorry.
He's got
stumps. Stumps.
Yeah,
sorry.
He's got, like, most of his torso still intact. He's lost an arm, yeah.
Well, apparently he keeps the human arm so that he can, like, shake hands and stuff. So,
right,
like, there
right.
is a human behind this metal monster.
See, that's a little bit clever.
Yeah, I think
so. And it's sort of, yeah, there's no horrific... No, torture scene, where he's tortured to death, like in the first one. He's killed with a bomb. So
he goes to his car and it explodes.
Which, I mean, is that the doing of Omnicorp? We don't know yet.
I bet it is.
I bet
they're like, this guy's the perfect
specimen
to do this.
But I think it's in, like, seeing the second trailer, whereas the first RoboCop was sort of this satire of the corporatization of America.
Yeah.
This one is sort of like, it's a satire of the militarization of America.
Yes.
Because they're trying to take all these weapons of war that have worked so well overseas, and they're trying to bring them to the streets of America.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, there's some satire in there.
Yeah.
Satire doesn't have to be funny, nor does it have to be incredibly bloody and violent.
Then how will I get it?
Oh, that's a good point, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're on board with it then?
I'm on board.
I'm surprised. Yeah. I thought you'd flip out, to be honest.
No, I'm actually quite. Yeah. You know, and interestingly as well, there seems to be he seemed to have kept a lot more of his humanity in this.
Yeah.
Like there's a brief clip in there of him sort of palling around at his desk with the fellow officers. Which
But in that scene, he's riddled with bullets as well.
Well,
you can slow it down.
Yeah, okay, right. Well, you know, life's like that sometimes for
sure
a cop, you know.
Yeah.
Because the first one was all sort of about, you know, his being, his consciousness was sort of subsumed into this robot programming, and he was just this emotionless robot. And at the end, we discover, spoiler alert, that... You know, he fights back the program and he becomes Murphy at the end.
Yeah.
This one, he seems to still be Murphy.
Yeah.
For pretty much the whole thing. But the twist is that he thinks that he's...
In control,
but he's actually not, and he's fighting back against that.
Do you think he'll become more in control as the movie goes on?
I think so.
Not less?
Definitely more.
Okay.
I mean, less for a bit.
Yeah.
And then he'll fight back and then...
Good on
him. When you think about it, who really is in control of their own life, James? You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
You know? It's deep.
You've touched on something.
Yeah,
there.
So I mean, I hold out hope that this is going to be great, but then again, I've been wrong before.
Yes, you have, multiple times.
Specifically about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Segway, there it is.
Nice
There's
work.
A bulletproof segue for you.
Yeah. Mm. Well, ratings of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Ratings of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
I would watch, you know how there's like Talking Dead and it comes out.
You watch that? I don't watch that.
No, I'm aware of it though.
Oh, okay.
You know, they talk about Walking Dead afterwards.
Yeah.
Would you watch Ratings of S.H.I.E.L.D.? And after an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're just like, oh, this ain't looking good. There's just a graph that's going down.
The episodes are getting
just
worse.
Just worried writers just sweating.
They're like, the episodes are getting worse and people aren't watching. I don't understand. Why is there a correlation between those two things?
Yeah.
Look, that's what we're here to talk about. We finally got around to it a half an hour in. That's okay, though. I think we're going
to... There was a lot of news.
Yeah, there was a lot of news this week.
And diversion.
Sure was. At least we didn't talk about Harry Potter this week.
Are we gonna?
Yeah,
I've done
so,
no research and I'm angry about it.
I've got some rating stats for
okay,
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now, the pilot debuted, this is in the US, at 12.12 million.
That's a lot.
That's not including online and torrents and whatnot, obviously.
Yep.
That was the highest rating pilot in 4 years since V, which I didn't watch at all. Lizard Monsters.
Yeah, I remember the Lizard Monsters, sure. The woman from Serenity was in it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm,
so yeah. Still didn't watch it.
No, me neither.
That shows the power of V.
Yeah, well, it did get cancelled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually. Mm. Not even eventually. Might have been the next episode.
Could have been.
That would have been a bit premature. Mm. But the ratings continue to drop every week. Now, normally, shows level out at this point.
Because
they're seven in, I want to say. Might be six.
Seven to seven.
Seven in. So it's gone as low this week as 7.15 million, which again, is not terrible, but the fact that it hasn't leveled out is worrying some people. Well, not really. It's probably not
worrying. Is it worrying you?
No, I don't care. I don't care in the least.
Uh-huh.
But why do you think that is though? And especially it's strange because last week, the fact that it got even lower, that came off the back of Thor: The Dark World coming out internationally and yet, you know, big cross promotion kind of thing for that. And yet it still continued to drop.
Because it's not very good.
Oh.
It's not very good. So what has happened is we've lost all the people who are big fans of comic books.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of editors online on the comic book movie website that, like who have stopped watching it.
Yep.
Like people who love comic book movies.
Smart ones.
Smart people. Sorry, go on.
So we've lost those.
Yeah.
And at that point, it would probably level out. But you're also losing people who don't like genre.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they'd watch a CSI, or they'd watch a, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Another
CSI Miami.
CSI Miami, thank you. Yep. But they're not...
Under the Dome.
They don't... They're okay with watching people CSI murders, but not magic viruses from aliens, you know?
Do you think it's... do you think people are getting sick of Coulson? Or do you think they're ruining the character of Coulson? Or do you think he remains untouched?
I do like his little sides
about
going on holidays to little places. I would probably watch a Coulson travelogue show or something like that. But, I don't know. He's got the... They did the reveal.
He's got the scar.
He doesn't have a... He's not a robot.
No.
Externally, at least.
No.
I don't know. You know what? Coulson, fine. Good. Like him. I want to see some costumes.
Yeah.
I want to see some.
Well,
we're in a costume world.
Every few weeks, though, they're like, and this is the new villain, and the Gravitron.
Which one was the carnival ride? Was that the Gravitron?
That was the Gravitron.
Okay, so this is Graviton.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in it.
That's how you remember it.
That's how I remember it, yeah. Is it a carnival ride or is it a supervillain? Mad Mouse? Could go either way.
Mad Hatter?
No, he's a supervillain.
Good call.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
What was I going to say?
The Ghost House.
Ooh.
Supervillain. Yeah. Taunted House.
Yeah, they brought in Scorch, who I wasn't even familiar with.
You know what? Here's a good measure of how popular, like how low in the list they are.
Mm-hmm.
A, that I don't really recognize them. That's a good sign. That's a bad sign, ultimately. If you Google image search the character, Scorch Marvel, how many images come up? Not many.
Yeah. Oh, they're all from that episode.
They're all from that episode, exactly. There's like two in costume, and there's... just from that episode. So that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
They are scraping the bottom of the barrel when they don't have to.
No, they don't.
Because Marvel have literally thousands of characters. Not all of them are going to become film properties.
No.
Just take some of the C-list.
Yeah.
So the C-list will be fine. You're never going to get to any of those.
Who owns Mysterio? Does Sony own Mysterio?
They probably... Why do you want Mysterio?
I like to see him in some form. Maybe not with the fishbowl. Then again,
definitely
with
the fishbowl. See?
But I want it filled with fish.
Okay, good. Yeah. Please. I don't know.
Well, look, do you think also, doesn't seem to be any kind of... There's a lack of like a clear villain or goal.
Isn't there that vague woman?
Yeah, but it's
not
really...
vague woman.
When was the last time that was even really...
Episode one.
Yeah.
Or possibly the one with Scorch.
Yeah.
The one with Scorch.
Like, it just seems to be like, what are they up against here? Just like a different artifact each week that they have to look for?
Well, they're up against some villains who have access to extremis, which Tony Stark can already reverse engineer. So that's not a problem.
Well, he said he could.
He said he could, I guess. Maybe Pepper Potts has exploded. But there's a deleted scene on the Iron Man 3 DVD where he's like, I gave it a go, but I'm gonna back up out of the room. It's been nice knowing you, Pepper.
Freedom.
Yeah, so okay, so
sweet
there's those
freedom, freedom.
Okay, yeah, so there's those villains who we know are fairly easily dealt with.
Yeah.
And the rising tide.
Yeah.
Who are
a guy. Well, there's other guys.
Some generic computer hackers, sure. Which, you know, how much of a threat is that in a universe where people can literally turn into data and travel along phone lines?
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good point. Do you think it's like a watered down version of the X-Files? Then again, X-Files became an watered-down version of X-Files in the end.
It's a watered-down version of a lot of things. It's a watered-down version of whatever they want to do this week.
Okay.
That's the thing about the Marvel Universe, is it contains everything. It contains vampires and monsters and aliens and cyborgs and mutants and magic and everything.
Yeah.
And so, in an ideal world, we'd get an insane version of that every week.
Mm.
But instead, because it's for broadcast television, it's a watered-down version. So it's going to become a watered-down version of Supernatural or a watered-down version of The X-Files. Or
it's got a plane, though.
Oh, they've got a good plane, haven't they? Yeah.
Is that plane CGI when it's flying? It'd have to be. Man.
I don't know.
Every time I see that plane, I go, I wonder if that's a real plane. When it's landed, I think it's a real plane.
I think it's probably a credit to the writers plane. Of the show that every time that you're distracted, that whatever amazing plot twist is happening on the show, you're like, is that a model? Is that balsa wood? I wonder if I can buy one of those. Is that a little stand?
You're right. When you stop and you think about the things like that, you know something's wrong there.
Yeah.
And I always find it.
It's got a logo on the roof. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Especially when we've seen the helicarrier.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've seen the Captain America trailer.
Yeah.
And so, and then they've got a plane.
Mm.
And Coulson's apparently quite up there. And he gets a little plane.
You think you should get something in the middle?
Yeah.
Like a little helicarrier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just something you can park at home.
Mm.
But what do you think of the other characters? Jake Chisel? Yeah, I don't know any of their names. Sky, there's one.
No, so I think we can do this.
Scorch. He went
and
crazy.
Fitzsimmons. They're the two, the scientists.
Ah, are they both Fitzsimmons?
No, one's Fitz and one's Simmons.
Okay.
You know, Fitz, like that incredibly common last name
that
everybody has, you know. It's not at all that they've done it. I think they had one character initially, and they're like, "We need one to be a cute girl." So let's.
They got a few cute girls in there.
Mm.
What's Jake Chisel's real name? The main agent.
If it were a good show, we'd probably know.
I don't think he's bad in it.
He's fine.
Yeah, but what's the pilot's name?
Ming-Na Wen, I don't know.
I know you know her real name. Yeah,
and her nickname's the Cavalry.
Yeah,
but I don't know what her character's name is.
Yeah. Wow, isn't that amazing?
Mm. You know why it is?
I mean, I'm not good with names anyway, but...
Yeah.
But go on. Why?
There's no title sequence, that's why. It should say as.
Okay.
And then we'd remember.
They should have an A-Team style theme at the start. Dun, 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 dun. And then dun, dun, dun. Jake Chisel as or whatever.
Yeah. Jake Chisel as Jake Chisel. It's the actor's name, isn't it? Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't... I think we'd know at this point.
You know what? To be fair, though, in the last episode, because I don't think it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's just not that
it's
good.
It's a letdown compared to the films.
Totally.
Or other TV series.
There's a few glimmers of...
Or the plane. Is it a real plane? I don't know.
There's a few little glimmers in there where I'm like, that's pretty good. Flying car at the start.
That was
good.
The Joss Whedon episode, though.
No, that was true, yeah. I thought that scene, even though I didn't know the characters Fitzsimmons' names.
Correct.
I thought that last episode where it looked like she was going to die, I thought that was quite a good kind of wrap up.
Did you believe even for a second that she was going to die? Well,
you know what though? Because it's a Joss Whedon thing, I thought there's
anyone
a possibility.
Could die at any moment.
But then I thought it's too early in. Mm. He'll kill somebody, or they'll kill somebody, but it'll be towards the end of the series.
I don't think there's enough characters to kill.
But Serenity, they did it. And what is there in Serenity? There's two people on that ship.
Yeah.
Email in, let me know. I'm pretty sure it's two.
Yeah, it's just the two.
On the plane.
The captain and the other guy.
Serenity,
yeah. John Serenity. No, I don't know. People are going to be annoyed by that. And I don't care personally, but your physics nerds out there are going to be mad. Because she can open the cargo bay door and stand there.
Yep.
If she doesn't go flying out immediately, they can't be up that high.
Yeah.
And so if she leaps and it takes Chisel 30 seconds to get on a parachute and jump out after her, she's already hit the ground.
Yeah.
So people are going to be upset.
But isn't it if you open something, once the pressure's stabilised, you can stand near it?
But wind shear.
Oh, wind.
Wind.
I didn't think
of
wind.
You didn't think of wind. You're always...
I never do.
You never do, you goose.
It's my greatest weakness.
Okay, so give me another... You're saying that they're... Are you saying the chemistry works? I think they're trying to develop love triangles.
Yeah.
Between everyone, though. Like, just a complete random assortment. Like, between... Simmons is the girl. So between her and Jake Chisel.
Yeah.
And then between Chisel and Sky. And then between, like...
Jake Chisel. Yeah. This poor guy. It's like a legitimate actor.
I know, right? And then between Sky and Fitz, I think, they'll be like, well, I think they're just... trying to drop as many seeds as they can.
Yeah.
And then at some point they'll be like, well, fans want to see these two together so we can just pair them off.
Yeah.
So it'll be fine.
Yeah. Mm. You're probably right.
And then yeah. Coulson and his car.
Where's it going? Where do you the think car. It's going? The car.
No, the car's been sitting there for That's several true. Episodes.
It hasn't done much now, has
no,
it?
No.
Guy touched it last week.
You know what? It's kind of, you know what? It's kind of ridiculous. Like, yeah. I love it as a piece of kind of 1960s spy paraphernalia.
Yeah.
But if you saw him flying in a battle in that, you'd be like, that's ridiculous. Like, it works. It works flying away. It works kind of maybe cruising along the Riviera. But if they're fighting superpowered terrorists and you see that flying into battle, ridiculous.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Where do you think they're going with it?
I think they're just kind of trying to keep afloat till the next movie.
Yeah, they haven't really done... isn't there going to be a tie-in
somehow?
That's
the thing. That's the next thing I was going to say.
A Thor tie-in.
There's a Thor tie-in. I think it's on the 19th, that episode of this month. It's coming up.
Do you think it's going to be Kat Dennings? She's going to pop in for 2 seconds.
I really hope not.
And she's going to hand over she's going to hand over a meter of some sort. Like some sort of device. Strange readings. And then she leaves.
I'm
calling it right now.
I hope it's not.
It's not going to be Stellan Skarsgård, I tell you what.
He's
probably off doing some sort of theatre thing.
He's a nude lunatic for no reason.
That's a good point. He is a nude lunatic. Yeah. Can't put that on television.
Yeah, well, look, I think that'll be a disappointing tie-in, unless it's Thor. Mm. Or unless it's another Asgardian, like Loki or Sif or anybody else. I think people are going to be disappointed.
Captain America tie-in, I'll tell you what it is.
What?
It's Kobe Smulders from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
She's going to drop his trading cards back. Oh, you're still alive? Here's your trading cards. That's it. They're your two tie-ins.
You've done it.
Yeah.
You're a genius.
I've called it.
Then also Coulson was saying, not Coulson, what's his name?
Clark Gregg
was saying that he's excited for that upcoming episode. I've got this quote written down. I may have got it wrong because, you know, I'm only human. Where he says, there'll be some superheroes fighting and instead of saying, oh, Coulson's gone now, they'll say, Coulson suit up. But it's interesting that he said there'll be some superheroes fighting. Also, would he really suit up, or would they just be like, continue what you're wearing, Coulson, and go and fly your car into battle?
Fly that right into battle.
Yeah, so maybe that indicates there will be some superheroes, but I don't think there will be.
I don't think there will be.
It's probably just an offhand comment that I've taken quite literally.
Why aren't there any costumes? It's a costumed universe.
Because they look dumb.
They do look dumb, you're right. You're right. It's true. I mean,
they're hard to do right. I mean,
Avengers had Captain America and that suit doesn't look great.
But like, if you look at like Hawkeye's costume, for example, if you get like a realistic looking costume,
it's just a guy
in a weird leather, you know, sleeveless shirt or whatever he was wearing. Yeah.
Mm.
But look, there is going to be also a link to, Captain America at the last episode of the season, which is April of next year, whenever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll tie into the shield that is in Captain America. The Winter Soldier. Because you know the shield in that, they've got multiple helicarriers, and Sam Jackson's like, we're going to be on the offense. And Robert Redford's like, I'm not dead.
I'm not the Red Skull, certainly.
Yeah. So what do you think of that? Tying it in again.
I guess. It's going to be the most token thing. There's licensing issues. I don't want to do a wet blanket on this.
Yeah.
I do.
But it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Okay, before I move on, we move on. Best show ever or worst show ever?
Worst show ever. It has to be. By the rules of the game, man.
That's the worst show ever. Are you going to continue?
I wish it wasn't the worst show ever.
Yeah. Are you going to continue watching it?
I guess so. Rules are rules, once again.
That's right.
I kind of hope Joss Whedon comes back somehow and they get into Script Doctorate or something.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not all doom and gloom for the Marvel Universe on television.
Oh.
Do you know why?
Why is that?
Well, first of all, there's going to be one more show developed at ABC.
Oh.
The network that has Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They're thinking, the rumor is Agent Carter TV spinoff. That's one of the rumors.
Okay, great.
Which is cool. I think she's cool.
Uh-huh, sure.
But the big news this week is that Marvel have struck a deal with Netflix to make 4 13-episode series of 4 different series.
Mm-hmm.
One of them covering Daredevil, one of them covering Jessica Jones, one covering Iron Fist, one covering Luke Cage, and then they'll combine for a mini-series event called The Defenders.
The Defenders, at long last! Oh, my favourites. Flash Gordon, The Phantom, Mandrake the Magician, Lothar Jr. That's the one, right?
That's the one.
Yeah.
You got it in one.
I'm thinking of Defenders of the Earth.
You are.
Remember that?
Defenders of the Earth.
Defenders!
Dun-dun! Out of the sky! His rockets ignite!
I did some research. Stan Lee wrote those lyrics.
Of course he did.
Exactly.
Have you seen, there's a trailer for a new show
uh-huh.
where Stan Lee,
yeah.
It's
called Real Life Superheroes?
No, it's not that. Okay. It's an animated series where a team of space alien humans crash, Stan Lee comes across them, but it's Stan Lee in the real world and he's like, I'm used to superheroes, but this is ridiculous. These are in the real world. So it's Stan Lee as he is now looking after a team of superheroes from space.
He finally got that acting break he's always wanted. I will never watch that. Not ever.
It looks really terrible. But it's one of those things that's it's for kids.
Yeah. So anyway, I did some research. So that was part of my research. Stan Lee. Also, Defenders of the Earth.
Yeah.
When Ming the Merciless invades the planet. 2015, it said.
Oh, so really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, year and a bit.
And that's actually the year that these series starts.
Oh.
They're going to kick off with Daredevil, which is great. I love Daredevil.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're giving it this treatment. Mm. Maybe even more glad than doing a movie. Because you can do a lot with a 13-episode story arc, especially on Netflix. If you've seen some of the shows on there, they've got House of Cards, which is great.
New series of Arrested Development.
New series of Arrested Development. But if you look what they do with television, like things like Game of Thrones and and whatnot, there's a lot of stuff you can do. And I'd imagine they'd have a pretty decent budget for that 13 episodes. And there's really not, it wouldn't be too much special effects involved with these kind of characters.
Mm.
A little bit of flying with Jessica Jones.
You've got to get the Billy Club right.
Got to get the Billy Club right, yeah. Mm. But I think we're at a point in time where this can be done properly and the line is merging between television and movies, just like we're seeing in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. successfully.
Oh, it hurt your heart to say that.
It did.
It really did. Yeah, well, all right, first of all, I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
Secondly, it's not really the Defenders.
Why not?
It's more Heroes for Hire.
Oh! That's what I thought!
Yeah.
Continue. Okay,
well, I understand why it's the Defenders. They're the Avengers, and it's nice to have, like, a companion thing.
Yeah.
But, alright, Luke Cage and Iron Fist have both been in the Defenders.
Yes.
But not together.
Ah.
So, the Defenders is real. The Defenders is sort of, it's the C-list Avengers. It's whoever's left over. It's like, okay, the Avengers has Hulk and Iron Man and Captain America and blah, blah. Who's left? Who's not on the team right now?
Yeah.
And we need another book. So it's like it's weird cosmic people. It's like Doctor Strange and Silver Surfer and like Valkyrie. Yeah, Silver Surfer's on it sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a grab bag.
Yeah.
Nomad.
Do they look after local?
Nighthawk. Wait, Darkhawk.
Darkhawk and Nighthawk?
Yeah, but not together.
What about Night Dark?
Not a thing. Not a thing.
Really?
It's a thing I'm afraid of, obviously. The Night Dark.
That's my character, if anybody hears that. Night Dark is mine.
Wow.
I invented
Blame it. Blame
it. So
it is more Heroes for Hire. But
well, Daredevil's definitely the most well-known of those.
Yeah.
What do you think of the other characters, though?
I
only really care about Daredevil. The other ones, I'm like, yeah, I'll definitely watch them.
Mm-hmm.
But Daredevil's the one I would
say. Are they all
going
to come out in the one block, like Arrested Development did? Like all 13 episodes together?
I'd imagine so. They may not, though.
Mm.
I'd love it if they did.
Because
then we could just bang it out and do an episode.
Yeah, just hold on.
2015.
Yeah. Wow. I'm looking forward to this. Daredevil, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, sort of ground level heroes.
Yeah.
Like kind of brawlers.
Yeah.
Jessica Jones, who has sort of
reformed superhero.
Well, she's reformed and she, former superhero, and she's, you know, she has a child with Luke Cage in the comic book. So that's where the link is.
Yeah.
But I worry that, I don't know, she'll be kind of like this weird, she'll be the big gun, but she'll be this weird one flying character in this universe. I don't know. Unless they depower her and she, because in the comic book, she never really got the hang of flight.
Okay.
So maybe they'll depower her to that point where she is a brawler like the rest of them kind of thing.
A lot of really messed up things happen to her in the comics, don't they?
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hmm. To be honest, I don't know a lot about Jessica Jones.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, read some Wikipedia stuff. Wow.
Yep. A lot of stuff.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing though about this, the 13 episodes. You could probably get a big name for it. You can get Kevin Spacey for House of Cards.
Yep.
You can get Kevin Spacey for Daredevil.
You can get Kevin Spacey for Jessica Jones. You get Kevin Spacey
for Luke Cage.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
My friend met Kevin Spacey once. Did I tell you that story?
I've heard that story, but
I'm not going to tell it.
No, that's an off-air. That's an off-air story. I've heard, you'll tell it again later though. It's pretty great.
Mm. Yeah, look. I think,
is this going to be a period piece or is this modern era?
I'm pretty sure it's modern era.
Mm, yeah.
If it's successful, the Disney CEO, Bob Iger.
The Hunchback.
Who gored someone's eye out.
He's been working there for years and years and he's finally gotten his big break. I'm very happy for
Good
him.
Good on
Just
him.
Just ringing that bell.
You know what the original ending of Hunchback of Notre Dame is in
What's
the story?
That?
He Esmeralda dies,
mm-hmm.
and he climbs into a grave and hugs her mm-hmm. corpse until he starves to death.
Jeez.
Disney!
That's pretty great. What I was going to say about Jessica Jones, you should really read that. You should really read Alias.
And yeah.
To a lesser extent, The Pulse.
Did you not bring this up a few weeks ago that you'd like to see Alias?
I did see that.
You're calling everything.
I'm calling all the things.
You've called one thing.
I've called one thing. That's the one thing I called. I think that was a rumor anyway. So, yeah, it's really good. And it's got one of my favorite things in the comic book medium, which is that the stuff set in the present day is sort of, you know, the sort of a photorealistic sort of modern art style.
Yeah.
But when you see a flashback, it's the flashback in the era that it was set. So like her superhero role is sort of, her superhero scenes are set, illustrated by Mark Bagley, who was a sort of a big Spider-Man artist back in the day. So it's that very kind of cartoony kind of...
They do a lot of that with Daredevil as well, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah,
with
yeah.
like Daredevil Yellow and a few other bits and pieces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, here's my dilemma with Daredevil. How are they going to go? Are they going to go violent or are they going to go wacky?
I'd love it if they went violent. I've been reading a lot of Daredevil lately. Bendis, Brian Michael Bendis, what's his name?
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm just going to look the name now because I'm opening it literally right there.
It's disappointing.
I know.
And do you think they can resist... Because it's a TV series.
Yep.
Do you think they can resist a scene where Matt Murdock, you see him working feverishly, making a costume, cutting it up and sewing or whatever, and then he's like, here I am, I'm Daredevil, and he's wearing the yellow costume. And it's like, oh, better try again, Matt Murdock. Do you think they'll put that in?
I think they would absolutely put that in. Mm. I hope they don't.
Yep.
I hope they launch it and he is Daredevil. It's not like, I'm at college, my dad died. And like, I hope they don't go through all that. I want to see it in flashback.
Yeah, yeah.
Just launch into it.
Mm-hmm.
Launch straight into it. Which is, I think, one of the good things about the Daredevil movie. One of the few good things is that he is Daredevil.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have a...
it's mercifully brief. Yeah, I think we covered this.
What's it called? Origin scene story.
I hope he also wears his... You know what? I hope for an assortment of outfits. I hope for his extreme 90s outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the metal.
Yeah.
Outfits. So good.
Wow. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Apparently, if any of these, as I was saying, Bob Igouge was saying that if any of these are successful, then they might get a movie out of it. Yeah. People just say that.
They say a lot of things, don't they? Yeah. Remember when Halle Berry's Jinx was going to get her own movie and Die Another Day? Do you remember that?
Yeah. We saw that in the cinema, didn't we?
We sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was his equivalent. That's what they said. She was Bond's equivalent.
Yeah, Lady Bond.
God, what a bad movie. Anyway.
Yeah, pretty good. As for the rest, I don't know. I mean, Iron Fist is all martial arts.
And fists. Yes. He actually impersonated Daredevil at one point when Daredevil was in prison.
I know.
I don't...
But my point is, for Daredevil, especially for Iron Fist, they are going to have to get a great fight choreographer.
Oh, yeah.
And that, is there a good one?
Well,
have you seen a good one in...
Yes. Arrow.
Is it Arrow? It's Arrow.
Arrow's quite good.
Okay, all right, good.
I don't know if it's the way they light it or the way they film it or the way they martial art it, but it's generally, it's pretty good.
Because, I mean, he's a trained fighter, but Iron Fist, you know, he's one of the greatest martial artists in the world.
Yeah.
Or
is he better than me?
He's a bit better, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Plus, he's got the Iron Fist.
You know that.
You got pudding fists. It's not a good look, really. But they're going to have to ramp it up. Like, I don't know what the fight... And I'll watch the Arrow this week.
Okay.
But they're going to really have to lift their game and that sort of thing. Like, we've seen some bad martial arts in movies.
No kidding. No.
Birds of Prey just lifted stuff out of the Matrix. There was a lot of just direct... It was horrific.
Did they do that kind of, like, somebody would jump into the air and the camera would swoosh around
I think they did
them?
One of those. Yep. I think they did a sort of two guys lock hands and then sort of barrel roll in the air. It was... Horrific. But anyway, you know what? It's got to be like Bourne Identity, kind of.
Yeah.
Or however that Captain America fight sequence is going to go. They're looking
for it. Did you see there was 5 minutes online of the Captain...
I missed it.
Ah, it's gone now.
I know. Yeah. I didn't want to spoil it. I didn't want to spoil it for myself.
It's as soon as it disappeared. It's not even 5 minutes, though. It's the elevator fight scene.
Hmm.
I mean, mostly its entirety, and the rest of it is pretty much old footage.
Oh, okay.
But it is a great scene.
Hmm.
That movie is shaping up really well. It looks a lot more serious than... Iron Man 3 and Thor. But then again, Iron Man 3 looked incredibly serious. And that was not very serious.
It was not. Not at all.
Yeah. Look, DC aren't to be left out of this adapting things.
But realistically.
Well, I think at the moment, they're ahead.
You and Arrow. You're so in love with
Arrow. Arrow's better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, that's what you're probably
it's,
right.
It's a
I
fact.
Haven't seen it, but you're right. Yeah.
But they've come out and said recently that they're going to do Our Man. Now, I wrote this down because I don't know anything about Our Man.
I'm ready.
I want you to explain it to me.
Okay. Well, Depends which Owl Man you want. Okay, so there's
the best one.
Okay, so there's Rex Tyler, and he's a chemist, and he owns Tyler Chemical, and it's Tyler Chemo Robotics, and it's anyway he takes a pill. So yep. That's a bad start, I think. It's called the Miracle-O pill, right? And he takes the pill, and then for an hour, he's got superhuman strength, and he's super durable, and depending, he can do, you know, he can sort of leap tall buildings in a single, but, you know, it's a vague sort of power. It's like, he's filled with energy, and, you know, et cetera.
Cool.
So his superpower is drugs.
Can he take it like twice? No. Or does it like exhaust him after
I think
hour?
It does, yeah. Okay. And he's like, boy, I'm knackered. Jeez.
And so, I've still got this erection it gave me.
Love it. Deleted scenes. They're going to do Our Man. Really?
Apparently. CW.
According to who?
According to the CW.
So he's going to be a teen who takes drugs.
Oh, goodness.
Oh.
It's not safe, is it?
No. Also, there's the future version of Our Man, who is an artificial being from the 853rd century, and he can travel through time and such. Probably not going to use that one. Could be a bit complicated for the CW.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's...
So I guess they'll do the pill one.
Yeah.
Is he like a rich kind of kid?
Well, he's a man. I don't know if they're going to do teen.
They'll make him a kid, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess so.
Then again, Arrow's not a kid.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If they're going to do it, I'll watch one episode.
Good.
I'll watch every episode.
Every episode.
I don't know. No, I...
Are you a fan of the character, though?
I wouldn't...
Marry it?
Yeah, I wouldn't marry it, first of all, and I wouldn't...
Maid marry it?
I wouldn't track down, like, any old issues. Like,
yeah.
I might have to now, but...
What year is he from?
Well, he's been around forever.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean he's been around since, you know, early DC days, and now he's in the Justice Society. You know, he's got a son, I think.
Okay.
Rick Tyler, yeah. So they're good solid CW names though, aren't they?
They are.
Rick and Rex.
Yeah. Where are they going to find though a generic kind of square-jawed blonde guy? Are there any left?
I don't think there are any left. I think they've cornered the market. But also drugs. His superpower is drugs. I don't think we've.
Yeah, we've talked about that enough.
Who's gonna? People will be upset.
Yeah.
Although he might have like a magic hourglass that he turns upside down and that energizes him somehow.
In his chest,
exactly. They'll have that maybe. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No,
they'll find
right.
a way around it. Because Roger Ramjet, people were upset with Roger Ramjet back in the day because he took his proton energy pill.
Were they actually upset? Upset at the time? Was ecstasy a thing when that came out? Or was it just tripping acid?
I don't think acid.
Yeah, is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's how you say it, yeah. Yeah, smoking the acid.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I think people will be upset, but again, they'll work their way out.
There's a bit of drugs in Arrow. They bring in what's that?
Venom?
No, not Venom. It's the one that what's it? He's got the mind powers, and he can like make like sonic noises from his mind and move things.
What?
The Count something. Count Vertigo.
Oh, Count Vertigo.
There's a Vertigo
okay, right, yeah.
drug
yeah.
in it. So you know, drugs can come up.
Drugs are cool.
Drugs
right.
are the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Good on him.
All right, I'll maybe watch that.
Okay.
If it ever eventuates, which it won't.
He's hoping.
Like, it is, I don't know.
Who else are they going to take?
Who
could they do, conceivably? You can't really do a flying one.
Yep.
Because it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do a ground-based kind of guy.
Yeah.
An Owlman sounds like he can't fly.
Yeah, there's some leaping.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of leaping in and out of frame, probably. No, you're right, fine, that'll do.
Done. Mm. Well, I think that's it for this week.
Fantastic.
It was something I thought we could talk about next week. You know, I think it's pretty much this year, all the comic book movies or the big ones have come out. So maybe we might do a comic book movie wrap-up.
Ooh, wrap-up.
And go through them all next week.
Sounds good. I'll do my research. I won't do any research.
Is there any you haven't seen?
Name one.
G.I. Joe 3D Retaliation 3D.
Doesn't count. Didn't see it. You're being ridiculous.
R.I.P.D. SD.
Doesn't count. Didn't see it.
Oh, actually, I've got that. I'm going to watch it.
Okay, right. Cool. Are we doing a blanket?
Yeah, a
okay, right,
thing.
Right,
or maybe
cool.
we could break it into two episodes.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
I'm on board.
Yeah. Also, if you've got a theme song, please send us one.
I kind of like that one, though.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great.
It's great, yeah.
Yeah. And it's your catchphrase.
It is, yeah. Whatever the thing that I said was.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News. Shooting it up your butthole.
Yep.
The Weekly Planet. Great song.
Great.
All right.
That'll do it. How do they find us on the internet?
Oh,
though?
God, I nearly forgot.
You goose.
WeeklyPlanetPod@gmail, WeeklyPlanetPod
on the Twitter,
on the Facebook,
on the Twitter, both of those things,
and Facebook.
Yes.
My Twitter is Mr. Sunday Movies on the Twitter.
Huh.
Yours is Wikipedia Brown.
It is correct.
On the Twitter.
That's
also,
nice.
I'm doing a What's Wrong with Thor the Dark Lord video this week.
Oh, that's going to ruffle some feathers.
So much. I've done three of them so far. I did one for Iron Man 3. I did one for Man of Steel. I did one for Star Trek Into Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
They're easily my most popular videos, and I feel bad about that because it's just me berating movies for a length of time. And people, not a lot of people don't like them so much, but you know, I feel like it's only fair to keep doing them because, you know, movies.
You're a troublemaker, that's
I'm a troublemaker.
You're a firebrand. Yeah. You're a trailblazer.
And even if I say that I actually genuinely like this movie, people still like, you're an idiot! You're the one, I'll kill you!
In fairness, you are an idiot and I will kill you. So, what do you think about that?
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. So look forward to that on the Mr. Sunday to Sunday YouTube channel.
I will.
No, you won't.
No, I will. I've been watching some. They're good. Okay. They're good fun.
All right. See you next week.
Yes.
You, Mason. I'm talking
I'll
to
see you next week.
Yes.
All right. See you, buddy. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.